Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Have you heard? The redesigned 10th generation Accord has been named by Kelley Blue Book as the KBB overall best buy for 2018. Come lease one for just $179 a month during the trade-in trade-up sales event going on now. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's local music on the radio. We call it the Grassroots Show. Welcome to it here on The Rock Station 97.7 for another Sunday night. I'm Bob Cupp along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. And this segment is brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, where you can get a live cut of your recording imprinted so that you can get it played on the radio. And, well, that kind of ties into what we're going to do tonight. We're going to play a full hour of songs that have been done live on our show. Or thereabouts.
Yeah, we've got quite a collection of those, and this seems to actually be a popular show when we do it. I get a lot of feedback on it. So, and, you know, if you're a guest on the show, you can call in or you can come in, and sometimes you can even perform live on the show if you want, acoustically, of course.
So how about that?
We do have our limits here.
Yeah, we're not quite the Meat Locker Recording Studio, but we do have fun, and always fascinated hearing the guys and gals come in here and play, because when we record this show, usually it's on a Monday morning, and they're playing at 9:30 in the morning, and they do a dang good job.
Yeah, I'm impressed, actually. I'm like, I can't even talk, and they're sitting here playing and singing.
How about it? Hey, congratulations to Shady Lady Productions, a Rock Done Right tour stop last weekend, a killer Heartbreakers ball. I'm still paying for that today.
You got into Skell a little bit, huh?
That and Dragline. I mean, you warned me about, well, I got into them all. I mean, holy cow, there was some music. And Lions in America sounded fantastic. I was their personal photographer that night, so running around taking pictures for Seth. Killer new guitar he has. The sound was awesome. It was great to hear Red Sun. Those guys kick butt, kicking off things. Yeah. Dragline, man, they got into some old-fashioned speed metal for me, and I was digging it. And that's when I started to hurt, and then Skell just took over, and now I've got a bad back and can't hear and arms hurt and can't walk. And I guess, shouldn't be in my mid-50s trying to pretend I'm slam dancing, but, hey, we did.
It was a very fun night, great show.
Oh.
And thank you to everybody who came out and supported, you know, not only Shady Lady Productions and our annual Heartbreakers Ball, but that was a Rock Done Right tour stop. And, you know, there were some musicians that's not even their style of music or their cup of tea. They came out and supported anyways, and I appreciate it. I just want you to know that for supporting us back here.
Amen. Well, I was talking to some people, and they had never been to Peter B's. They were like, I never realized. I mean, I've heard the name, but I never realized what a cool atmosphere this is. And I said, hey, it's a live music performance center, and they've always got great shows going on out here, and they're like, we're going to be back.
Yeah, it is a live music venue, another topic we have touched on from time to time here. But.
So, well, we'll be getting geared up for the next Rock Done Right tour, and we'll talk about that here tonight. But let's get into some music here. We're going to play, well, these are all cuts from past shows that we have done with musicians in the studio.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what's happened with Sean here, but we're going to kick the show off with him, Sean Hartman. We had him in the studio, and at the time he was playing with Zach Revito and put out a killer CD. I mean, yeah. and just some great songs, great songwriter, and I don't know what he's up to, but kick the show off with his song Guitar Man, because that was a cool little cool song.
Yeah, very talented musician, and had just kind of gotten into it late in the game. And I know there were some health issues in the family, and I know he moved out of where he'd been living and had gone to Pittsburgh. And I've kind of lost track of him the last couple of months, was seeing what he was up to. But, we wish Sean well and his family well, and hope everything's all right. We'll follow that up. Speaking of Zach Revito, he's in Anger the Ant nowadays, so why don't we do a live cut from Anger the Ant when they were promoting their then-new album, which would go on to be have a song on it that was a Grassy Award winner. We'll do Easier to Forget.
That sounds good to me, because some Anger the Ant news, they will be at the St. Patrick's Day Brutality Show at said venue, Peter B's, so March 17th.
There's your scoop, kids. That's live on the scene right there. Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Thank you. another guitar man. I started down this road when I was 12, but it wasn't till 25 shows under my belt. Everybody says that I'm doing great. I guess they can't hear all my mistakes, 'cause I'm a guitar man. I'll take the stage whenever I can. Pour out my heart and soul. Cause I'm a guitar man. Well, country music has shaped my life. From tips and I played for free. Anything at all that'll help my family. 'Cause I'm a guitar man. I'll take the stage whenever I can. Pour out my heart and soul. 'Cause I'm a guitar man.
it's a hit, I think I'll double down to the cobbled and gear. We'll head on back to Pittsburgh just to see where you're at. I got miles to sold in my bed, sort of scary than what's in my head. And oh, I've got a disease, I'm easy to please, but I'm
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
I was walking through the valley, the soft breeze blowing through my hair, making my way to meet you. Really felt like I was walking on air. When I saw you in the distance, could have sworn I was seeing bright lights. Instead there was a glimpse of that pretty little shine in your eyes. She had me singing, oh my, look at that girl. I wanna run my hands through those blonde curls, singing, oh, I can feel it all along. I wanna take these thoughts and write a song. Yeah. And it goes like, oh, whoa. Dancing the night away. Next thing I remember, we got a ride back to my place.
She asked me to grab my guitar. I said, yeah, you got it, babe. I wrote her a song and we were singing along, and all she wanted was for me to play. And it goes like, oh, whoa. You try to make when you kiss the lips of old Mary Jane. Man, it's just too tough, it ain't bad enough. It's a scream from the top of your lungs. Say, yeah, living like I wanted. Say, yeah, never let the moment pass you by. Oh, it's your life. Only once, so don't think twice. Everything is gonna be alright. Insecurities, the moment passes you by. You see seconds that mean the most, for they're gone in the blink of an eye. You don't wanna be the guy that lies in your bed when your time is up. Asking yourself the question, did I ever live enough? Say yeah, living like I wanted. Say yeah, living.
You're listening to Live Cuts here tonight on our grassroots show, The Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. Just heard a couple of cuts, though. That was Slant 6 and a live in-studio version of Say Yeah. And understand those guys are taking a break as well. We've had a lot of that. That seems to be like the theme of late January, early February. We're seeing some bands take a break, but a lot of times that can be for good and maybe for other reasons too, because they're involved. You know, a lot of these guys are musicians all across the board and very busy in other projects.
Well, I was going to say, well, yeah, when it comes to Slant Six, you know, Matt and Steve are like in every band that's out there. plus, you know, they run their own Rock for Life concert series and events. So, yeah, a couple busy guys there for sure.
Yeah. And before that, one of the new visitors in the last year.
Yeah, Ryan Fennell. He put out a new CD, and we had him in here talking about that, and he performed a song called Wrote a Song.
And he did, and it got on the radio. How about that? And all you have to do is get to the Meat Locker recording studio, and you could probably have your pregame prep to go into the studio at Rainbow Inn.
Yep, and, you know, that's Write a Song. I said Wrote a Song. It's Write a Song.
Okay. Well, talking a little bit earlier, inferring about the Rock Down Right tour, as that continues, the next stop will be Ryan's Run down at the Vagabond Center, a fundraiser for Butler County Special Olympics. It's going to be a great day of music and charity, and that's something that we include as part of the Rock Down Right tour.
Yeah. About half the stops each year have been turned into charitable events, and the next three, in fact, March, April, and May, are all charity events. Ryan's Run at the Vagabond Hall in Lindora, just one of the best events of the year, in my opinion, or one of the best that I attend. Very well organized. The money stays here locally that they raise, and they raise a lot of money. It's a great story. You can hop online and check it out, and just hope you'll come out and be a part of it.
Absolutely. It's a great day, usually early afternoon through the evening. I think it goes to, what, 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
It's they've got a lot of great auction items. In fact, if you'd like to donate a basket of items for auction, they're accepting that. Or any sponsors out there, any businesses that would like to be a part of that event, they're looking for that now.
Yeah, so that's looks like it starts at 2 and it'll go to 11. You don't have to be there the whole day, like you said. Just come out, and there's plenty of seating, and you just come out, enjoy some food, enjoy some music. Noble Hops Band will be out there again. I think this is our third or fourth year getting to play it.
Yeah.
And a band called Searching for Seaback, it will be out there as well. And then they're going to do a DJ tonight to get you, or the rest of the night to get you kind of dancing a little bit.
Cool. And down the road, we'll just throw this out real quick, but one of the Rock Down Right tour stops is going to be a very special event to raise money to help homeless women veterans.
Yeah.
We talk about homeless veterans, but this is, you know, this is going to be a whole area that I think gets overlooked a little bit, and we'll be talking about that down the road, but that'll be one up at the American Legion in Lindora.
Yeah, what a story. You and I got a chance to sit down with the founder of Robin's Home, and we are just honored to be a part of this and help them get this project they got going underway here in Butler. And it's really going to be something. That's May 18th. Circle your calendar now. You're going to want to be there.
Yeah, definitely. That's a Friday night, by the way. So you can cruise on over on your way home from work or whatever. Hey, we got more music to get to. Let's dig into maybe a little Wine and Spirit.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to send this out to my beer-making buddy, Jerry. Because he loves this song, and I'm like, that's great, because we have a live version of them doing that. It's called Passing Notes by the band Wine and Spirit.
Well, and we'll pass the note over to the barkeep and say, play us some Ray Lanick. We had Ray in the last year and play acoustically, and love this song, especially when he does it live, man. It just kicks. This is Barkeeper from Ray Lanick following Wine and Spirit. It's all live cuts from inside the Grassroots Studio here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Play on a cold shoulder, overstay when they leave. And never mind the one you're with, you keep your eyes on me. The trouble is that it's our side, our words that gets us victimized. Single here or if you're there, or meet me here or anywhere. We know when how to buy. I'm needing when you need to curse. No need to sing it all. No need to notes. I turn around, I'm signing again, and we be passing notes to the end. Your rhetoric tells your business, even if you wanna cry. Took the letter to the ashes, yeah, you gotta run and hide. But trolling off a company, keeping us in our sights. I'm signing off to take the fall. Don't write again, I'll give you a call. Just put it in my pocket, babe. I slip in under the door till then. Oh, we be passing notes, a turn around, I'm signing again. Oh, we be passing notes to the end. Thank you.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
You come running as fast as you can. You come running away from your man once again. Back to me. You were crying from the damage done. You were crying in the midday sun once again. Back to me. And nobody loved you like I do. Don't you understand? Thank you.
everything you've done. What will it become? There's shadows on the floor, dancing at your door. Oh, someone's been here before.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Live in the studio tonight, Bob in Utah with you, playing cuts that have been played live in our studio during this particular show. And this segment brought to you by Broz's Superette. Heard back-to-back some Red Lines and Nameless in August. Red Lines are in the studio themselves right now, putting finishing touches on an album.
Yeah, they are, and they've been doing a lot of that Facebook Live videos and doing some live performances that way, so you can keep up to date with what they have going on. And brand new music. We've got a ton of new music coming out, and the Red Lines are going to be a part of that as well, dropping a new CD.
Awesome. So we heard the Red Lines and also Nameless in August. That's one that's, I think, a couple of years old. It's been a while since we had them in the studio, but they were in and really cool song that really struck a chord with me. Someone's Been There Before. Just really like that version and a very well-written song.
Yeah, and they're pretty active. I see them playing around quite a bit still, and so maybe we need to see what they're up to and get them back in here again.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Well, we are playing cuts from in the studio, and next week we're actually going to visit with somebody who is, per se, not a musician, but she's a big fan of all these bands that we're playing, and that's Sandra Scott, who's a big supporter of the local music scene, and of course, very close to Mr. Danny Macko, who passed away in the last year, and she's part of a birthday tribute day, Danny Macko's birthday bash out of Peter B's. We'll have her in next week to talk about that show. You might want to mark your calendar for that if you'd like to go check it out, March 3rd, so we'll talk more about that, and a lot of great bands and dates being played all over the place right now, so keep your ears to the radio, our general concert calendar, and any bands out there that would want to be a part of that, we'd love to include you weekly on our show. Send an email to grassroots@bcrnetwork.com and let us know the information a couple of weeks in advance, and we'll put you on the calendar.
Yeah, send us your music and information about your band too.
Yeah, absolutely. About bios and a MP3 cut, or mail it to the radio station, drop it off 252 Pillow Street, whatever you got to do to get it to us. But we would love to be featuring you as well on an upcoming episode of The Grassroots Show with Bob in Utah. Let's continue on here, and we're going to play a band that actually a little bit connected to the Noble Hops Band nowadays.
Yeah, if you've been to a Noble Hops band show in the last few months, you've probably noticed that it's not just me and Rob anymore. We've got another person that's playing with us, and her name is Jennifer Lynn Baker, or J-Lynn, as I like to call her. But yeah, she has joined the Noble Hops band family and been playing with us, and her longtime partner, John Hendricks, also steps in and does some songs and music with us as well. She's a great songwriter, great singer, and a lot of her songs, that her original music, they performed those and did those under the moniker of Junkman's Widow, mm-hmm. which was a band that was around for a long time, and we had them in the studio. And really impressed with this song here that they played live. It was called Time's Kind Hands. If you come out to a Noble Hops band show, you'll actually hear us perform that currently. So,
wow.
Good and stuff.
I guess you'll all have to be down at Ryan's Run coming up for the Rock Done Right tour stop in March. And stop on in. You just might get to hear that song live from the Noble Hops band.
I'll tell you what. You come to Ryan's Run, we'll play this song live for you.
So there's the Utah guarantee.
We'll play the Noble Hops band version of it. You can hear Junkman's Widow's version now.
How about that? Well, and we'll follow that up with Miss Freddie and her home cooking trio. This is one of two entities that Miss Freddie has. She has her own band, but then she's got her home cooking trio, and they were in to play for us. And These Are My Blues is the name of the song. Just some fun stuff.
That was a super fun day. I really enjoyed that. That was fun.
Yeah, and of course, Miss Freddie, her latest album, album, well, debut album in a sense, even though she's been around the scene for a long time. She went out to California and recorded this and is up for nomination for Blues Album of the Year down in Memphis for the, I think it's what, the International Blues Awards or something along that line. So congratulations to Miss Freddie on that. But some great stuff. This is all live in the studio here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Chill in the October air reminding me the coldness in your heart, how you always wanna pick up where you left off, how you never seem to finish what you start.
Funny you should call, I was
Funny you should call, I was just thinking about you.
I'm sitting here by myself, looking back on my life. I've been sitting here by myself, looking back on my life. Making claim for what I do. Well, these are my blues. I've been sitting here by myself, wondering what I've done right. I've been sitting here by myself, wondering what I've done right. Still making claim for what I do. Lord, these are my blues. Carrying the weight on my shoulder. Well, it's hard to move a boulder. Mm-hmm. I've been carrying the weight on my shoulders now. Well, it's hard to move a boulder. Making claim for what I do. Lord, these are my blues. Move a boulder. Mm-hmm. I've been carrying the weight on my shoulders, y'all. Said it's hard to move a boulder. Finding holes in my shoe. Lord, these are my blues. Finding holes in my shoes. Well, these are my blues. Finding holes in my shoes. Well, these are my blues.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Why not get yourself connected to some great local music this week? Head out to Cummings Coffee West on Friday night the 16th and catch an acoustic set by Anger the Ants. Don't forget the Beacon Hotel's lip sync competition is continuing every Friday night as well. And remember some great friends. In days ahead on Saturday, February 24th, it's Queeter Fest at the Blue Haven Lounge. And on Saturday, March 3rd at Peter B's, it's the Macko Birthday Bash. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, it's the Noble Hops Band Friday night, February 16th at Edgewood Winery. Then on Saturday the 17th, it's Ales for Animals at Quality Gardens in Mars. This is a fundraiser for local animal welfare groups that's being hosted by BASH, the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers, featuring live music by the Noble Hops Band. Saturday, March 10th, catch Ryan's Run. It's a Rock Down Right tour stop for March. That'll be at the Vagabond Center in Lindora. Great day of fundraising for Special Olympics in Butler County and local music. And on March 17th, it's St. Patrick's Day Brutality. Stay tuned for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by P&W Construction, helping to sponsor live, local, original music here on the radio. And that's what you heard a lot of tonight. It was all live in the studio cuts from Sean Hartman, Anger the Ant, Ryan Fennell, Slant 6, Wine and Spirit, Ray Lanick, The Red Lines, Nablus in August, Junkman's Widow, Miss Freddie in her home cooking trio, and we've got a couple more we're going to play before we walk out the door here tonight. But encourage you to tune in and support local music. Get out and see a local show. Get out and see some of these musicians. And I know, talked to a few people last year that they had never really followed the local music scene. So they came to the band jam because that's all they heard us talking about. And they said, wow, thanks for the exposure. Last year we had 20 bands for $20. And they said, we'll be back again next year. And we certainly hope that you'll attend this year's event coming up in July at Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, I mean, we're building our lineup now. You tune in Friday nights and hear you and Jay talk about that after sports, you know, around or Friday mornings,
yeah,
around 7:45 a.m. You can go to thebandjam.com, and we're adding the bands there as we build the lineup also. Get your tickets there. Get your camping reservations there. Get all your information there.
Yeah.
And we've got vendor opportunities and sponsorship opportunities as well. And we've got a pretty big sponsor back again this year.
Yes, McDonald's restaurants, the local McDonald's restaurants, and they're supporting the cause again this year and going to be the main stage sponsor. Of course, Lamatt Productions, part of the sponsorship, and of course, they've been part of the show from day number one because they provide all the sound and keep the band sounding great, and Matt and Marty, Lee, just do such a fantastic job in piping out the sound and doing the lights, too.
Yeah, they really do. We couldn't do it without them. They are an integral part of the band jam. So, sixth year. Here we go, Bob. Sixth year.
Wow. Hard to believe. Yeah. And well, and during that event will be the announcement of the Grassy Award, and it won't be too long out here that we'll be compiling the list of nominees for voting this year. And you know, one way that bands get nominated is what we hear from people, the average fan, calling in and requesting some of the local music. And that goes a long way into deciding who the final list of 12 is going to be. So make a request. You never know.
That goes very long ways. I mean, I'm think I'm under 500 on bands that make the final list, you know, from my list, because, you know, I'm like, I think this is a great song, but sometimes it gets overridden by the on-air staff here because they're the ones answering the phones, talking to the listeners, and taking those requests. So it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, so, and we'll be winding down the Reign of the Needs Hotel Band, who were the year number 5 winner.
And we haven't had a repeat yet. I wonder when we're going to get a repeat, but you never know.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of brand new CDs coming out, a lot of new music. And, you know, I have already been kind of talking our lists already, so you never know.
You know, the Shiners had a lead early on in the competition last year. I thought we were going to have a repeat. And then all of a sudden, the Needs Hotel Band, their fan base swelled, and they came at it and took it away. And it was well-deserved from the Needs Hotel Band, who, of course, are always part of our band jam as well and have been instrumental in making that happen. And hopefully they'll be there again this year. You just got to keep your ear to the radio.
Yeah, they are huge, huge supporters and integral parts of the local music scene themselves.
Well, and before we go here, we've got a couple more songs to play for you. And speaking of Rock Done Right Tour, this is kind of a connection to that has been on our docket the last couple of years.
Yeah, we got involved with the Zelly on Tap. They had one previously. It went away, and some people from the community park and the library down there decided to bring this thing back. They joined forces with Dave Hamilton to help coordinate the musical aspect of that, and then, of course, reached out to Shady Lady Productions and the Rock Station to come on and be a part of it as well. Fun time. They're going into their third year.
Yeah.
And, again, they raise a lot of money, too. And it all goes to a great cause, stays local there in Zellianople. And, but, yeah, Dave Hamilton, he's got a band. They played there last year, Brother from Another Mother. And we've had them in the studio. We've had Dave in a couple times. But this is from, I think, their last time they were in here.
Yeah.
And a cool little song called What Did I Know?
All right. And then we'll wrap that up. Well, I'm going to go off the rails here for a moment, and I'm going to cheat.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I'm going to cheat. Well, I'm going to keep it in Zellianople, because this was down at the Strand Theater. We had a live version, as recorded by Lamatt Productions. See, I'm tying it all in here so it makes sense that we play a live version of the Noble Hops Band.
Oh, okay, there we go. You know, Strand Theater, that was the very first Rock Done Right tour stop.
How about that?
Very first one.
Yeah, see how that all just went full circle.
Wow.
And just talked about sponsors and wow, Zellianople. And yeah, well, we're going to do a song called Grace from the Noble Hops Band because people love hearing this song from you guys. And I just thought this was the best sounding cut that we could play because it samples Lamatt Productions and the talent that they have. So we're going to wrap it up going a little bit outside of the studio, but still live to wrap up the show. Hey, we'll talk to you again next week on the Grassroots Show here Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Race was taking place and see the lines I needed to trace. Took some time, then I changed my ways. Did an about face, got rid of the glaze. But there will always be a fire to blaze. It's a bit cynical, I know. Oh, I don't care. You can change if you want to. No, I don't care. Change if you want to. To. Isn't that what growing up is for? You can change if you want to. Two, one, two, one.
want to, you need to.
It's a song called Grace. Thank you.
of a gun, saying goodbye to your only son. After a night filled with terror and fright, when a loved one could no longer fight. Or did it come naturally? A mother's ashes cast to eternity. Peace of mind, I know we will find, but can you tell me? Can you tell me, when did you find your fame? And is it something you still carry with you today? Can you tell me, do you still have your fame? Or did you lose it somewhere along the way?
Broadcasting for the Honda North Studios. Have you heard? The redesigned 10th generation Accord has been named the North American Car of the Year for 2018. Drive one home today for just $179 a month during the trade-in, trade-up sales event going on now. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
like to hear every day.
Listen live at 977rocks.com. The Rock Station.
We'll be having good times. Damn good times. I'm talking good times.
rock station, 97.7.